Welcome to AWS in Orbit. I'm Maria Varmazes. We're working with AWS to bring you an in-depth look at the transformative intersection of cloud computing, space technologies, and generative AI. On AWS in Orbit, we're exploring not just what's possible, but what's meaningful in the realm of space and cloud innovation. We grapple with the complex challenges and unparalleled opportunities that arise when we use space to address pressing issues here on Earth. Today, we're speaking to Andre Kearns, Marketing Director at Amazon Web Services, Aerospace and Satellite Division. AWS Aerospace and Satellite helps customers reimagine how they design, launch, operate, and maintain space systems, derive insights to make better decisions faster, and accelerate innovation. N2K Space is working with AWS to bring the AWS in Orbit podcast series to the 39th Space Symposium in Colorado Springs from April 8th to 11th. We'll be broadcasting from the AWS booth number 1036 in the North Hall, Tuesday through Thursday from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm Andre Kearns, and I'm currently Marketing Director for Amazon Web Services Aerospace and Satellite Business. I've spent the past 25 years as a marketing leader in the technology world, but for the past, I would say, 12 plus years, I've been working specifically with customers who use cloud, space, satellites, AI, machine learning to do amazing and unprecedented things.
Thank you for that great intro, Andre. I appreciate it. AWS for Aerospace and Satellite has been doing some really incredible things. I've had the great pleasure and privilege of doing some interviews for AWS in Orbit. I've learned a ton. Could you give me sort of like a pitch for what AWS for Aerospace and Satellite does for folks who may not be aware?
Absolutely. So at AWS Aerospace and Satellite, we like to say our vision is we're really helping our customers to reimagine their space missions on the cloud. So what does that mean? It means we're helping our customers to really start to think differently about how they build and operate their space systems. Historically, space systems have been very siloed, right? So the cloud provides this platform to manage space missions virtually and in a more interoperable way, as an example. We're providing our customers the opportunity to automate their data workflows. All of this massive space data that space customers and satellite operators are capturing in space, downlinking into the cloud to use it. We're helping to automate those data workflows so that they can more quickly turn the data that they're capturing into useful information. We're helping them to accelerate innovation because we have this leading edge platform and we're delivering new services and features all the time that our customers are able to leverage. And ultimately, we want them to be able to utilize the cloud to really realize mission success. And we believe that we offer the most advanced, secure cloud infrastructure, the broadest set of services and features, as I mentioned. And then we just bring to the table extensive space industry expertise. So we built the Aerospace and Satellite Business Unit, and we envision it as a team of talented individuals that have expertise both in the space industry and also in the cloud. And so we sit at that intersection and we work to meet the needs of our customers.
As an outsider who has been learning about aerospace in general in the past few years, it's been fascinating. My background in tech, seeing how cloud has come in to the aerospace world and really just transformed how business works and what people are able to do with what I think a lot of us think of as what used to be very analog, and really digitizing that future and transforming what people are able to do and the insights people are able to drive. It's been amazing to see. And I can absolutely see how AWS would be playing a huge part in that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited to work with our customers to drive this transformation. And we talk about the space industry, but really what I get excited about is when you start to think about all the different mission types across the space industry that we get to work with every day. So there's aerospace and aviation, there's launch, propulsion, and infrastructure. There are all of these satellite communication providers. There are satellite operators that are capturing imagery and data of the Earth. And then there are organizations and providers that analyze all that data that we call it geospatial data often that satellite providers are capturing to derive insights rapidly about the Earth to help us protect the Earth. There's a number of providers now that are delivering space situational awareness solutions, right? Because it's getting crowded up there in low Earth orbit. And then, of course, there's human space flight and exploration. So there are all these just amazing, exciting, mind-blowing mission types that we get to work with every single day. And so we're super excited about that.
I'm a little envious. That just sounds really cool. Just from an outside perspective. I'm like, that's just really neat.
I have to pinch myself sometimes. I get to tell, and you know, for, as a marketer, as a marketing leader, I kind of see myself as the chief storyteller, right? So we get to tell stories about how we're helping our customers to reimagine their space missions on the cloud. You know, the stories that we're able to tell, the references we're able to provide really help the industry and other potential customers understand how they too can advance their missions leveraging the cloud. So I can't think of a better job that I'd want to have other than this opportunity to tell these stories and work with these amazing customers every day.
I can just begin to imagine, honestly. So we have this great event coming up, the Space Symposium. It's going to be my first time going, so I'm actually really excited about this. And I know AWS is going to have a really interesting presence there and is going to be telling a lot of those stories. Can you tell me a little bit about what those stories are, maybe if there's any kind of overarching theme that might unite them that people can look forward to learning more about?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, we're excited to be back at Space Symposium. We've attended and supported Space Symposium and sponsored Space Symposium for about the past 4 years. I will share that it's been exciting for me to see how the conversation has changed since we first started showing up at Space Symposium to today. So the first year that I advocated for us to sponsor Space Symposium and we showed up, a lot of our conversations were around, hey, pleasure to meet you. AWS, I know what you do in terms of providing cloud services. And then I know what I do as a space professional. What I don't understand is why you're here. So it gave us the opportunity to really help them understand how the cloud can help them to reimagine their space missions and accelerate mission success. And so advancing that conversation and building that credibility and that awareness with the global space community over the years at Space Symposium has been extremely fulfilling for me and for us as a business. And so we're super excited about this year's Space Symposium. We're going to be offering attendees more opportunities than we ever had before about how to use space and cloud technologies to accelerate innovation, to build faster, to explore more and farther. So just a couple of examples of how we're going to do that. So we will have a booth. And so when you come to visit our booth, you'll find really immersive demonstrations that let you have experiences like, for example, the experience around using generative AI to easily and quickly find the information you need across massive mission documents, right? You'll learn how to develop satellites faster using digital twin simulations. And then you'll be able to use virtual reality to see space data in a whole new way and do more with it. So those are just examples of the immersive interactive demonstrations that we're going to be bringing with us to Space Symposium. We're on a podcast, so we're excited to share that we will be broadcasting our AWS in Orbit podcast every day at Space Symposium. right within our booth at Space Symposium. So we're inviting industry leaders and customers to come and talk about how they're exploring capabilities uniquely offered by both space tech and cloud. Examples would be accessing satellite data faster so you can do more with it, and then keeping maritime operations safer. And then we're delivering thought leadership through a handful of talks and demos, both at our booth and as part of the overall Space Symposium program, which are going to showcase solutions, AWS solutions like AWS Ground Station and our machine learning capability for high throughput satellite data processing and our cloud-based satellite command and control capabilities that we offer customers, and many other really innovative capabilities that are enabling the industry today.
Hmm. I have to say, on a personal note, I'm super excited about the podcast part because I'm part of that. So I'm very excited
yes.
about that.
And we're excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm picking up when you're talking about the thought leadership and also just sort of like the general thread of what's being woven through a lot of what the booth is going to have on offer. There are a number of threads there, but I'm picking up on things like speed to enablement, also the importance of like the amount of things that people can do that maybe they weren't aware that cloud can enable. This feels like a very obvious question, but I am actually genuinely curious. Why these themes? These are fascinating angles to go with. Like, what was that conversation to arrive at those themes?
Absolutely. So here's what I'm saying. I'll start at a really high level. I guess that pun is intended.
We'll allow it.
if you stay with me, I'll get us to Space Symposium, right? But I would say that the space industry is really growing at its fastest pace since the Apollo program. The industry is launching more satellites into orbit and at a faster pace than ever before. And that's driven mainly by commercial organizations that are building smaller satellites, so you can launch more satellites within a given payload, and then also driving reusable launch vehicles, which is accelerating the number of launches that you can do within a given year, for both public and private missions. And so all of these satellites that are now going up into low Earth orbit are going to be capturing and transmitting massive amounts of data. And so the amount of data to and from space is going to, this just blows my mind. Experts anticipate it's going to reach more than 500 exabytes of information by 2030. Right.
I didn't even know that was a unit of measure. Exabyte.
Exactly. Yeah. It's hard to really comprehend exabytes, and we're talking about 500 of them, right? So that's a pretty sizable increase in space data volume within the next decade. And again, it's driven largely by these satellite-based connectivity and Earth observation companies and operators.
Right, because you've got images, especially. I mean, those take up a lot of space.
A lot of space, very heavy data. And so all that data is being captured, but it's completely useless unless you can access it quickly, associate all the metadata, be able to bring analytics to that data and apply it and derive insights and really find exactly what you need to make decisions. And so this is what, to me, digital transformation and resilience is all about. And so I think that's our sustained focus for our business, delivering digital transformation for the global space business, and then also building resilience for the business and for the industry. And so that's also our particular focus at Space Symposium.
That line of thinking, I think, is going to really strongly resonate with people. I have a lot of conversations in the industry every day, vastly different roles across vastly different types of business in the space world. And there are some common threads of there is a lot of data out there. We're trying to make sense of it all. We're trying to find those insights. And it can be a really overwhelming prospect of maybe a long time ago it was a matter of trying to figure out how to get that information. Now it's how do we make use of this information in a way that's not, you know, just trying to drink out of a fire hose of data. So That's really fascinating, honestly. It sounds really good. Sounds great. So you mentioned resilience, and especially in the context of digital transformation. Let's dive into a little bit of what that means, since that can have maybe different meanings depending on the context. So can you maybe walk me through some examples of what you're thinking there?
Yeah, sure. So recently, I read about this close call in low Earth orbit between an old Soviet satellite and an old NASA spacecraft. And so it highlights the growing threat of space debris. So there was no collision between these two vehicles, space vehicles. But experts estimated that had they collided, debris would have increased in low Earth orbit by 50%. One collision would increase debris in low Earth orbit by 50%. So that's a really troubling scenario, right? Which I think will become more frequent as satellites launch at higher frequency. They continue to grow as per what we were talking about previously. And so I think it highlights how satellite tracking and collision avoidance is vital for ensuring resilience, sustainability, safety in our space environment. With this dynamic in play, AWS is really helping to build that resilience in space by helping our customers perform time-sensitive computations and analytics for improved satellite command and control and better just overall situational awareness of satellites in orbit. So we're helping customers to essentially host digital twins of all objects detected in low Earth orbit. Our customers collect them from a variety of sources. They collect them and then they host them in the cloud. And we allow them to analyze all this data at scale to be able to detect collision risk real time for low Earth orbit and really automate the ability to deliver what we call conjunction alerts to satellite operators so that they can ensure space safety and sustainability. So we have these types of customers using our storage, using high-performance computing on AWS, and really applying analytic capabilities to power space traffic management solutions that, again, help satellite operators deploy, maneuver, and really protect their valuable satellite. So the next one is that we're helping our customers build resilience on Earth from space. The one example I'd share here is the World Bank, right? So since 2002, the World Bank has been building or rehabilitating hundreds of thousands of kilometers of road networks globally. And so this is a cool project that I wanted to share. So the World Bank identifies and maps all these places globally that need new or repaired roads. And their traditional process is extremely manual, and it's a slow process. But in partnership with Altea and AWS, the World Bank's able to actually access satellite imagery of global road networks to assess the infrastructure both faster and at a dramatically less cost. Just to give you an example from a recent project, the World Bank needed only 3 weeks to complete a mapping and assessment of about 500,000 kilometers of roads. And just as a comparison, before this tech was available and the solution was available, it would have taken them 15 years to do that mapping. And we were able to deliver it for them at around 15% of the cost.
My goodness. That is not a small reduction. That's huge. All right.
Yes. And then the last example I wanted to share was around digital transformation. And so I think a lot of this is driven by generative AI, right? Generative artificial intelligence, which is all the buzz. And I think I read somewhere that $3 trillion is expected to be spent on generative AI between 2023 and 2027. Massive numbers. So I'm seeing a lot of examples of space-related use cases emerging for the application of generative AI. One of the most interesting ones I've seen recently. Degas, which is a Japanese agro fintech startup, uses AWS generative AI to help more than 46,000 small farmers in Ghana improve their crop yields and mitigate climate change impacts and improve issues related to food insecurity. So they're using Amazon Bedrock to build an advisor chatbot that combines agricultural manuals and satellite and weather and ground-based data. And they're using this chatbot to empower field agents who work with farmers on more sustainable agricultural practices, and also enabling them to grow their income and scale global decarbonization. So it's a powerful story that at the micro level, how generative AI, the application of generative AI is helping to improve lives in Ghana. And then if you scale it to the global level, it just blows your mind on the impact that it can have.
It certainly does. I remember when I was learning about these specific use cases, I didn't know these things were possible. I'll be honest. And when I was learning about them, it was quite an eye-opening experience. It was just amazing to see what is truly possible when you combine these incredible capabilities with cloud and space at the very, just as the starting points. Then you bring in things like generative AI, and it's just quite amazing. The future is now. It's really neat.
Yes. Yes. The future is now.
Andre, it's been a delight to speak with you. Thank you so much for walking me through everything that AWS is going to be doing at Space Symposium. I am greatly looking forward to seeing it all myself. Can you tell me a little bit more before we conclude about where we can find you?
Maria, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for this opportunity. Where you can find us? I would say join us at Space Symposium. It's happening April 8th through the 11th in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And so we will be at booth. We'll be in many places, but our home base will be booth 1036 in the North Hall. Visit us and let's start a conversation and explore how AWS can help you to accelerate your space missions. And a great way to learn more about all the topics we just discussed is to visit our refreshed website. So search AWS Aerospace and Satellite, and we should be right there. And check us out on LinkedIn. Look for AWS Aerospace and Satellite.
That's it for this episode of AWS in Orbit by N2K Space. We look forward to seeing you at the 39th Space Symposium in Colorado Springs. We'd love to know what you think of this podcast. You can email us at space@n2k.com or submit the survey in the show notes. Your feedback ensures that we deliver the information that keeps you a step ahead in the rapidly changing space industry. This episode was produced by Alice Caruth, mixing by Elliot Peltzman and Trey Hester, with original music and sound design by Elliot Peltzman. Our associate producer is Liz Stokes. Our executive producer is Jen Iben. Our VP is Brandon Karp. And I'm Maria Varmazis. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.